A Lonely Island. Step 5. A.
It's hard to imagine what people on Tristan da Cunha do and what they live on. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, it's one of the few places on Earth where everybody works. The island has full employment. The waters around Tristan are rich in lobsters. There's a factory and the lobsters are prepared there and deep frozen. Exporting them provides a regular income for the islanders.
But after work, isn't life awfully boring?
It depends on the time of year, really. For leisure, they have a well-equipped library with more than 10,000 books, and the island has modernized very quickly. Most people have a video library, which they share with each other. And now they have TV on the island, with two channels. They can watch live football and British TV series, such as EastEnders.
I see. There are fewer than 300 people there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a very lively place?
It's true that in terms of social life, there's not much going on. There is no cinema and no theatre. But there's one pub and one cafe. They have lots of activities which involve the entire community. For instance, when I was there, they had an appling day, which they would call a happling day. Everybody went to the orchards they have on the other side of the island. They sailed there in wooden boats, in fact, and they just picked all the apples and then went back.
And I suppose everybody knows everyone else. Do they get along with each other?
One aspect of living in a small community is that you have no secrets. Some things are quickly known. Somebody will always see you and know what you're doing. However, people on Tristan are so far away from everyone else that there is a strong sense that you do need everybody to pull together. Tristanians will tell you if they need something. They will always help you. You can't afford to have a family fight or rivalry. That would put the community in danger.